start from the beginning of the sugya again. Where I said, so last time we talked, Rishonim asked, so why did they say, why if the machlekes at this stage in the world, at least the Gemara holds the machlekes is about dover v'le chatzi dover, Chesky holds that they dignev and they nemechir, each one is a chatzi dover. They both hold that it's a chatzi dover, but Chesky holds like a bekiva, that that's no good. And Rabbi Yechon holds like the Rabbanon, and that doesn't matter. So why did they say the machlekes by case of Uzmu? Why not say the machlekes by regular, the God of himself, who was loyal Uzmu? Is the God of Derek, I'll be such Eden. So now we saw the Balamor and the Ramban, they say, technical Teyutsum, Havi Motzlameima, or Gomar could have asked that, had other, they asked other questions, or it's the Rebusin, Uloid Yachad, Rebusin Rabbi Yechanan. But in Rashi, we saw a strange thing. The Rashi says, Rashi doesn't address this question head on, but Rashi says that according to Chezkiah, that if they're Huzum, they're not Nerek, it's a Chatzi Dolar, so Mimela, the Ganav also won't be Nerek because it's Eidushi Ateyochal Azim. Mind that if not for Eidushi Ateyochal Azim, then the Ganav would be Nerek. That's a Pella. Why would the Ganav be Nerek? It's a Chatzi Dolar. The Eidushi Lignev and the Eidushi Lachir are Chatzoi Dolar. So that's a question that we. Hopefully, we'll have to try to address today. We're going to need what, you know, the Deseratim here is. We need some kind of Ezra. Why it might be that the God of himself is not a Chatzidov. There's no problem here of Chatzidov. The Eidus of the Gneva is not a Chatzidov. Only the God of the Eidim themselves, if they're Huzum, then it becomes a Chatzidov. That's a tall order. But that's the piece that we need over here. To plug this hole is such a kind of Svar. It's going to need a hesber. Whatever the hesber might be, it would that obviously explain why the machlekes Cheskin of Yechon was said the Gabi Uzmu. It was according to Rashi, the Rishonim's kashin not sure. Why did Cheskin of Yechon present the machlekes in the case of Uzmu? Why didn't they talk about the God of himself? Because the Gabi, for some reason, the Gabi, the God of himself, is not a problem of Chatzidor, it's only a problem of Gabi the Edom, except as a result of the Edom not being able to be Uzmu, so it becomes Edom Shefteyochel Azim. So that's probably what Rashi, why Rashi. That's the why of the Rashi. But the what of the Rashi we have to figure out. Anyways, let's talk about that. The Gemara continues, in Mayda Cheskia, Veina Machayim Shul Ben Sarah Mayra Shuzmu, Shnei Rogim, Mitaif Shechayim Loi Mahari Shayim Lael Kais Yibonu. Even quite the Cheskia holds like a Rekim, that the Dover will Lechatsi Dover. But by Ben Sarah Mayra, we have two sets of Eidim, because he has to be Gona Mishal Oviv and Ochal. He has to do it twice. There, Cheskia agrees that the Eidim HaChoynim are Nerag. The Eidim HaChoynim are not Nerag. The Eidim HaChoynim are Nerag. Because the Eidim HaChoynim could say that we were coming Lahal Kaisi, we were coming Mechayivim, the Malkus of a Yisroisai. And therefore, says the Gemara, what's the therefore? So on. So says the Gemara, and therefore, Vahani HaChoynim called Dover Ka'adile. And therefore, the Eidim HaChoynim become a Dover Shalom, becomes a Kaisi Dover. Since the Eidim HaChoynim are coming Lahal Kaisi, the Eidim HaChoynim become a Kula Adova Shalom. So what does that mean? What does one thing have to do with the other? The Eidim HaChoynim are coming Lal Kaisi. Why does it make the Eidim HaChoynim a Adova Shalom? So the Eidim HaChoynim may be a Adova Shalom. But why the Eidim HaChoynim a Adova Shalom? They're still saying half of the Eidim that we need to be Mechayiv and Misa. So Taisus and the Baal HaMor say that it means the side of the Gemara in Baba Kama, Kiddush Ubal, Shnaimayim Kiddush, Shnaimayim Ubal, once since the Eidim HaKiddushim don't need the Eidus of the Bia, that's the Lashon Gemara, since the Eidim HaKiddushim don't need the Eidus of the Bia. So even though the Eidim HaBia need the Eidus of the Kiddushim, says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva is reminded that once we're Mekhah, the Eidus of the we can be Mekhah Eidus of the Bia as well, or Gneiv and Tficha, the Gemara there says. Since the Eidim HaGneiv don't need the Eidus of the Tficha, even though the Eidei HaTficha need the Eidus of the Gneva, the Gemara there says still, Rabbi Kiva is Moida that we're Makabel both sets of Eidim. So the Rishonim say, that's the side of this Gemara as well. Since the Eidim HaRishonim don't need the Eidim HaChayim, because they're coming Lahal Kaisa. So even though the Eidim HaChayim need the Eidim HaRishonim, doesn't have a problem of Chatzi Dala. That's how the Rishonim learn. There's a Tesefis in Agamar that doesn't say Beferish in Agamar, at least doesn't say it so unambiguously in Agamar. In that Gemara it says that since the Eidei HaGneiva don't need the Eidei HaTricha and the Eidei HaKiddushin don't need the Eidei HaBio, so it's dover. It's called a dover. It's not explicit in the Gemara which Eidus is the Dover. Is it the Eidus of the Kedushin is the Dover? And I don't care therefore the Eidus of the Bia is a Chatzi Dover. What does it mean the Eidus of the Bia becomes a Dover? Just from the grammar. The Gemara didn't say Dover who. Rashi there was a little bit ambiguous. Rashi said Dover who? And therefore, af edus edus habia kayemus af edus habia kayem be neregus. That's clear what Rashi over there means. We talked about it a little bit. And Agamar is explicit that edus achroinu the edim achroinim become a dover. Vehani achrivini kula dover gavdila. But since the edim the way the Rishonim are learning this is the same yisoid as kiddush uval. So in Agamar it says baza v'liman alzeh. It says in Agamar that the yisoid of kiddush uval is that since the edim kiddushin don't need the edim habia. Or in our case, the Eidim Rishonim of the Ben Samara don't need the Eidim Achreinim of the Ben Samara, so the Eidim Achreinim becomes a Dovah Shalom. Yeah, it needs a Hesper exactly. What does one thing have to do with the other? No. There's different. I don't. It needs a Hesper. I always thought the first time I learned the Gemara point of Avakam, I thought the Yisrael is that once you Makam later, it's a Kiddushin, so it becomes an established fact that there was Kiddushin. So after that, it's something we take for granted. Not just that we take for granted, lots of things in any age, the things that we have to take for granted. We have to take for granted it's a human being, he's not an android. We have to take for granted that, I know, a lot of things we have to take for granted, that they're Jews, they're not quite. A lot of things we take for granted that the Eidus aren't really made. I know, they're just things that we already assume. So the Eidus Rishonim, the Eidus Rishonim, since we're Makabal, the Eidus Kiddushin, so we take for granted that she's an Eidus. So now that's just a given in the situation. Maybe it becomes a Dover Shalom. Maybe that's the Shabbat Gemara as well. We'll see, Rashi has a strange lesson over here about Shaykh. We'll take a look at Rashi in a minute. But upon it, that's how the Rishonim places Beferish, Balamor Beferish. The Rabban is also mashma that he doesn't say explicitly, but it's also mashma that that's how he's learning this Gemara. That's the aside of Kiddushu, the aside of Kiddushu Ba. So, first of all, this Bekitzer, Chor, there's a different shot that you could say in this Gemara. I thought maybe you could say Pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara means something else entirely. The Gemara means, since the Eidim and Rishonim are coming to Mechayev Malkus, so it's a raya that the chiyuv misa is not for the achilu rishonim. Was yesh lachkar by a ben sarim? Well, what's the chiyuv misa for? Is the same way we're going to have by agamar by gneva to mechira, the nefesh? The Gemara is going to have a need, and is the gneva haschalas a mechira, or is it the dover b'fnei atzma? Hashem shat the Gemara is going to the Gemara's style is going to be the hemshir. Is the chiyuv misa for the gneva and for the mechira together? No, the gneva is separate. The gneva is mechayev malchus. It's not for the misa at all. But if it would be for the Misa, then it wouldn't be Chayim Malkus because the last thing in the last hour is Mrs. Basedon. So that's the way they show it in the Hemsech of the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Maskon of the Gemara, I assume everybody's seen the Maskon of the Gemara, the Maskon of the Gemara is going to be that there's a Machlokus of Yvilagad, that Ches can be really arguing with the Eidus at Gneva, and the argument is whether Gneva Luchudei Kaima, or whether Gneva is a Schalt of the Mechira. So Pashup Shat in the Gemara, well, it's seen Rashi as well, but Pashup Shat in the Gemara is that it means that. Is the Gneva as Chalta the Mechira? So then there's no Malkus for the Gneva because it's Nitin Lasaris Mrs. Basin. The Leisig Gneva is part of the Chivisa. And the Svar, the Gneva is Luchudokaima means that the Leisig Gneva is not part of the Chiv Misa. The Misa is only for the Mechira. The Gneva is not nothing to do with the Chiv Misa. Maybe Kikam Malkus for the Gneva. It's not a lapse. Nitin Lasaris Mrs. Basin. So I thought, why can't you say in Agamor, in this Shtipel Gemara now, by Ben Tzeremera, you can have a similar Chakira? And the Tzeremera is Chayim Misa after the second Achila. What is the first achilah? Is the first achilah part of what's mechayev and misa, or is it not part of what's mechayev and misa? It's luchudei kaima. The achilah rishon is luchudei kaima. So maybe the Gemara is saying that since the rishonim are mechayev malchus for the first achilah, since the first achilah is mechayev malchus, so it's a raya that the first achilah is not part of the chiyuv misa. It's luchudei kaima. Why didn't the rishonim learn like that? But since the first achilah is mechayev malchus, Torah says v'yisroisle, the Ferish and Torah that the first achilah is mechayev malchus, and rather the Rambam says that the chiyuv malchus of the first achilah is for the lav ben tzeremer. Tzeremer is a lav. The Gemara says in samach gimel, let us learn that from leseichel al adam. Don't do an achilah that's mechayev misa. So it's a lav. So the Rambam says that the v'yisroisle is the malchus for the lav of leseichel al adam. So maybe the Pshat in the Gemara is saying that since the Eidus the Achilah Rishonim is Mechayev Malkus, so it's a Raya that it's not part of the Chiyuv Misa, because if it was part of the Chiyuv Misa, it would be Chayev Malkus. Rishonim don't learn that way. They learn the Pshat in the Gemara is Kiddush Shubal, like we said before. Why not? What's wrong with this Pshat?
It can't be what Kiddush Shubal is also.
No, because Kiddush Ubal, we never had a Havamina that the Kiddush is part of the Maisa there. And nonetheless, there's a new Yisoid. Let's say in Gemara Baba Kama, we can write a Havamina that Kiddush Ubal is a Chatzi Dama. Is that because we thought that the Kiddush is part of the Maisa there? It's Nus. What's one thing I have to do with the other? The Kiddush is not part of the Maisa there. It's Nus. We thought it's a Chatzi Dama anyway because it's something I need to know in order to know that she was Mizana. And the Gemara's answer is not that Kiddush in Luchudo Kaima. The answer is just that Eide Gneva ain't Shichim Leide Samachira. Or by Gneva and Mechira. By Gneva and Mechira. We don't need Asaras at all for Gneva and Tficha. Don't make careful Dal. Hey, we don't need Asaras over there. Not a Shal of an Asar. So Chatzu, what makes it not a Chatzu Dover is Eide Sa Gneva. It doesn't need Eide Sa Tficha. So Yishayim say that's what's going on over here as well. Eide Mishayim don't need the Eide Ma'achayim. For the Eides, because they're coming with Chayim Malchus. They don't say because the... So even though the Eide Ma'achayim... That's how the Rishonim say Pshat and Gemara. Even though the Edom of the second Achila need the Edom of the first Achila, but since the Edom of the first Achila don't need the Edom of the second Achila, because they're coming Lal Kaisai, so it goes into Kiddush Shabbat. That's how Rishonim learn Pshat and Gemara. Why learn that way? Why not learn Pshat the Gemara? Gemara is very salsa. The Gemara doesn't say, it's very clear, not clear what the Gemara means. Why not say the Gemara means that since the Edom of Rishonim are coming Lal Kaisai, Al Koch, they're not coming Lahamisa. And therefore the whole Chi of Misa is only for the Edom Sachrain. So I'll tell you, I don't really want to get bogged down in this. I think there's a positive reason why the Rishonim don't say this. The Gemara says in Samech Gimel, that from Leisoich Lel Adom, we learn a lot of Isur. We learn the Isur of eating Basar carbon, the Basar of a carbon before this week's Adam. And we learn the Isur of Alpen Tzer Meira, and we learn, I don't remember anymore. Learn not to eat before davening. Well, I don't think the Gemara mentions it. That might be an asmachta. But we learn le'oichel min abehem akleim shetetzi nafsho. We learn from le'seichel al adam, and then we learn le'seichel b'osav adayin dam b'mazrik by a carbon. And we learn that we're not madra harugei based. We don't have a sudas havra by harugei based because le'seichel al adam. And we learn after the Sanhedrin, Shehargos and Nefesh, and Tainim Klum Kolosei Ayoim, because it says Leisleichel Al Adom, Sanhedrin after fast, but when they're the day that they mechayiv somebody Misa. And we learn the Asar from Sarimar. Says the Gemara that for all of these Lavin, well, obviously except from Sarimar, but for all of these Lavin, there's no Malkus, because it's a Lash of Echlolos. And we learn a lot that's like that includes many different things, called a Lash of Echlolos. There's no Malkus for a Lash of Echlolos. That's just the Gemara. So Taisus asks two kashas. First, Taisa says, he has two kashas. First of all, he says, Ben Sarah Mara, Taisa has the opposite order, but he says, by Ben Sarah Mara, the Torah says there is Malkus. It says, Be Yisra Isa. So, Chor, that means the Torah is Makala, that there is Malkus over here, even though it's a lot of Shabbos. And Taisa has another question. Taisa doesn't answer either of these questions. Taisa has another question. He says, what does Gemara have to command to Lav Shevacholos? Gemara should say, you're not like it, because the Lav Shenit and Lav Saras Misa is based. Because since this is the Asara from Mitzvah Merah, and Mitzvah Merah ultimately gets Misa, there's now two different Asaras by Mitzvah Merah. It's not like Gnev and Mechir, we have Lysignet and Lysinkum and Keras of it. There's one Lav, Lysoich Al Adam, he has to do it twice. So when he does it the second time, so for Lysoich Al Adam, he gets Misa. So Leisoich La'adam is now a lav shenit and la'saras misses based on. And the rule is that a lav that's nit and la'saras misses based on, you don't get malchus for that lav. Even for cases that would never be mechayiv yomisin, which that's generally the rule. A lav shenit and la'saras misses based on, there's no malchus for, even if in your particular case, you're not going to get misa. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Malchus Tafi Gimel, when we're doing other nights. That even if there's no hasra for misa, so you're not going to get misa. But a lav that be'etzim is nit and la'saras misses based on, such a lav is not mechayiv yomisin. Taisa says, forget Lash of Echol, it's a Lash Nitin Lash Oris Mrs. Based. So Taisa is blind by Akash. So, what I want to just bring out is not even so much the particular Shakti Vatari leader. What I want to bring out is that the first Leisoich Lel Adom is a Lash Nitin Lash Oris Mrs. Based, and the Torah says you like it anyway. In other words, so you see that here this Exeris HaKosov, that you're like for the lav of Leisoich Lel Adom, even though ultimately the Ben Tzarim Merah could get killed for Leisoich Lel Adom if he does it a second time. There's exeris hakosuv that you're like anyway, even though it's a lav shenit and la'saras misses based. And Taisa says, so we should, Taisa's kashya, so let's learn out from there that He says, we should learn out from there. Gili milsa, that for loisaychel adam, there is malchus. So you should get malchus for all the loisaychel adams. But since you see here, by achilu rishonim and sa'amer, the Torah is megala, you get malchus, even though it's nitin last hours, misses space. And so let's learn out from here to other loisaychel adams, to do all these other rishonim that we learn out from loisaychel adam, that they should also get malchus. Because you see, by the Yisrael, the Torah is megala, there's a laugh for loisaychel adam, even though it's ultimately nitin last hours, misses space. Taisus vibes like a kasha. So what I'm saying is that it's not like Gneva Mechira. Like Gneva Mechira, the lav of Gneva is a different lav than lav of Mechira. Gneva is the lav of Lysi Gneva. Mechira is the lav of Lysi Gneva and Keres Ovid. So the Mandom of the Gemara that holds that Gneva is Chudok Haima, holds that the lav of Lysi Gneva is not Mechayim Misha. It's not a lav Shemitla, so it's Misha's based, and therefore it has its own Malchus. And the Mandom which says Gneva is Chalta Mechira, holds that the lav of Lysi Gneva is also part of Chayim Misha. It's Nitla, so it's Misha's based, and therefore there is no Malchus. That's how it works by Gneva Benefesh. But that does not translate into Ben Sarah Meira. Ben Sarah Meira, it's one lab that he does twice, and he's Taka Chayim Misa for it, and the Torah says you like it anyway. So you can't say, well, since you see you like it for Leisaychel Adam, it's a riot that the Leisaychel Adam is not part of the Chayim Misa. It's not really a riot. You like a Leisaychel Adam because it's exactly the cost of the Yisrael. You say, even though it's a lab, it's not part of the Chayim Misa. So maybe the first Achille is part of the Chayim Misa. It's not a stira. It could very well be that the first Achille is part of the Chayim Misa. Maybe Tachali B'dam is the first Achil is part of the Chiyam Misa. And the Torah said, you like it anyway. Taisus has a kasha, which he doesn't answer. So let's learn out from there that in general, for Leisaychel Adam, you should also get Malchus. Taisus doesn't have a Taretz. Fine, it's not my business to answer Taisus' kasha. But I see how Taisus understood that the first Leisaychel Adam is Takanit and Lazarus Misa's Bastin. Besides everything else, you see from that Taisus' Sanach Gimel that Taisus Taka understood that the Chiyam Misa's Bastin is. No, that I don't see actually. In other words, it's not even going to help me. What's the difference if the chi of Mises for the first achil or not? Even if the chi of Mises is not for the first achil, Leisaychel Adam will still be a lav shenitin l'asaros Mises based because it's the same lav, and the Torah said exeres hakosuv that you're leika for it. So it doesn't matter. So you can't extrapolate from the fact that there's malchus. That was always my question. Let's extrapolate from the fact that it's Malchus for the Achilu Rishayna. Tarsus B'Yisrael is like that the Chi of Misa is not for the Achilu Rishayna. What did we gain? Even if the Chi of Misa is not for the Achilu Rishayna. But the Lav L'Sechel Adam is Nitin L'Asaros Misa is based on. So you shouldn't get Malchus anyway. Elamai, it's Xeris HaKosov. So once it's Xeris HaKosov, so maybe the Chi of Misa is for the first Achilu. But it's Xeris HaKosov that you get Malchus anyway. Look at the Tosis. It's not what I want to talk about right now so much, but I think work to do here. You have to look at that Tosis carefully, the lesson of Tosis, and think through. It's not a Dover Poshet, I think. Maybe just wait for. We'll do Parish and Sarah Meir probably next year at some point. It's an Avodah. It's not a clear thing to me if the Chiyuv Misa and Sarah Meir is for the Achilu Rishayna or not. I think that's sort of open. That should be an open question. Is the Chiyuv Misa and Sarah Meir only for the Achilu Rishayna, or is it for the Achilu Rishayna also? Seems the Rambam is mashma that the Chiyuv Misa and Tzara Meir is for both Achilas. Take a look at Lashon Rambam, but Tzara Meir Hilchas Mamrim. It's mashma in the Rambam, not exclusive. It's mashma the Mehem. The whole Hemshich of the Rambam. The Rambam says that if Tzara Meir is Necha, is that the Chiyuv Misa and Tzara Meir, the Asar is from Leisaychel Adam. And then he says that this Chiyuv Misa, this Leisaychel Adam has many different pratim, and he goes through all of the various pratim of what Tzara Meir has to do, and these are all pratim in the Isra of Leisaychel Adam. And he goes to the whole halachelach of the Mitzrayim Meir. And he doesn't say that it's that this Chiyuv Misa is only for the Achilu Achrayna. Smash, but the Chiyuv Misa is for the whole process of being a Mitzrayim Meir. The whole thing is Mechayim Misa, which means including the Achilu Rishayna. Could be Taisus Smash, but not doing it. I'll just be Mar Mokka now. I don't want to get into it because I also really didn't think it through all the way to the end. So I'm just going to flag it. Look at Taisus Takan Samach Gimel and Aleph Mishum. That's the Taisus that I'm talking about. You want? You have a? It's inside. It's inside the Samach Gimel and Aleph. we'll read the Tosfos inside. Mishum dahavi lavshe b'cholos. It's going in the Gemara. The Gemara says al kula meina loike. You don't get malchus for any of these yisurim of l'seichel adam because it's a lavshe b'cholos. It's a lav that has too many. It embraces too many yisurim. That's question number one. It's a lav shenitin la'asaros mitzvah basin. Forget lav shebecholos. Another question. Ben sarim mer leike. Ben sarim mer does get malchus for the first achila. Kedistam perik ben sarim mer. Be'afinim b'gemara v'yisru mi v'yisru because we learn it out from v'yisru also. Be'al kocha chazir also. What's the asar for that malchus? Mi'leisaychel al adam. What's the asar for the first achila that he gets malchus for? From leisaychel al adam. The came in the goli rechmona hayde leiloki. So if the Torah is megala, there's no malchus for leisaychel al adam by lechi. That there's malchus for leisaychel al adam by lechi l'rishayna. There is megala hayde lav deloki. Even though it's nitin lasaros misses based in, and even though it's a lav shebecholos. So havelon lemeimer bechol duchti. We should learn out from here in general the loki that you're always loki for leisaychel al adam, even though it's. Nitin lasaros misses based in, and even though it's a lav shebecholos, it should be a gili milsa. But he has a few words. Lekol apochlas heched ein yochel lovidei misa. At least in a case where he's not actually going to get misa. In other words, Tosfos concedes that in a case where he's actually going to get misa, there's not going to be malchus for leseichel adam. Why is he adding that? Because he holds, because by the achilah shniyah of Bensarim Mara, there's no malchus. That probably everybody agrees. No malchus. We don't find some malchus by the achilah shniyah of Bensarim Mara. Why doesn't he get malchus? Give him malchus and misa too. That's not Lishir. That's Kedei Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean? The kol apochlas heched ein yochel lovidei l'dei misa. So I saw that way in Tosfos HaRosh. It's a little bit more clear. He means like this. He means by analogy to leisana. We had an elinaris about leisana, also a discussion. It's leisana lav shenitin la'asaros misses based in. Sometimes you get misa for leisana. An eid zayim who's made on somebody that is chayim misa, so he's chayim misa kashizama, and the asar of that misa is leisana. Because Lisan is always the Asar, it's always the Asar of Eilim Zayin. Nonetheless, there are times that you get Malchus for Lisan. In Lushan and Chalutz, you get Malchus for Lisan. Ha'is Lav Shemit and Lassar is Mrs. Beistin. So we saw in Eilim Nairas, the Shainim say that since it says Vitzdikus Atzadik, so it's a Gili Milsa, that I think it's Tyson Dalit and Aleph and Malchus, it's a Gili Milsa. That you don't. That even though Leisana is a lav shenitin la'asaros misses based in, you get malchus anyway. Tosfos asks from the Gemara, Meruba, it's mufurish that an eidus that could be mechayev misa is not chayev malchus. The marshal Aiden would come in and say to eidus shekel, and then we were makrish to Aiden, see bahar garagim. He said, this guy's a murderer. It was Bahar and Garagov. Now we know it's an Eid Shekel, but it's not Hazom. It's not, they weren't bosom. So there's no Kashazom or Lassi Rachiv. So the Gemara says they don't get Malchus. They don't get Malchus. Well, the Gemara says it depends. Because it depends. What will happen now if we lose them? That's the Gemara Malchus. Do we say that if later on they lose them, they will get Kashazom? Do we say, no, once the Hukush, they can't get Kashazom anymore? They can't be Huzum. So the Gemara says, if they could still be Huzum, then they can't get Malchus for Bohar Garaglav, because it's Nitin Lasaris Mises based. But if they cannot anymore be Huzum, in other words, if once they're Hukush, there's no possibility anymore of Hazoma, so they're never going to be killed, then they can get Malchus. So Tosfos asks, that's not the way Lav Shenitin La'asaros Misas based in works. We don't measure, are you going to get Misa now, or could you get Misa now? We measure whether this Lav in general has the potential ever to be Mechaya Misa. And if it ever has the potential to be Mechaya Misa, then you never get Malchus for the Lav. That Gemara makes it sound like, no, we measure it case by case. If this person is in danger of, has still the possibility that he might get killed for this Eidus Sheker, then we can't give him Malchus for it, because it's Nitin La'asaros Misas based in. But if that possibility is foreclosed, then he could get Malchus. So what's the shot? So Taisa speaks out. I think it's Taisa and Makas Dav Dalim Adal. If I remember. So Taisa says, no, that's the Gilu of Tzidikus and Tzadik. Tzidikus and Tzadik is Megala, but even though Loisan is lashing the last hours, Mrs. Basedin, but if there's no, but at least in a case where you can't get Misa B'Poyel, you get Malkus. But it still remains true that if you could get Misa B'Poyel, that Torah is not Megala. If you're actually going to get Misa, then that still remains that it's a lashing the last hours, Mrs. Basedin. So that's what Taisa is saying over here by analogy. You know, just like by Leisane, the Tzidikus and Tzadik is Megala, that Leisane, you get Malkus even though it's Nitin Lasaris and Mrs. Basin. Of course, if you're actually going to get killed, then not. But at least where you're not actually going to get killed, so the Torah is Megala, there's Malkus for Leisane. And we don't treat it as the Lashon Nitin Lasaris and Mrs. Basin. So Taisa's question here is, so Taisa Rosh says the question. Taisa's question is, let's say the same thing by Leisane, that since the Torah said of Yisrael, so the Torah is Megala, that there's Malkus for Leisoich Lel Adom, at least in a case where it's Eino Yochel Lo V'Lechid Misa. That's what Taisa's words over here mean. So, but I don't understand. The first Achilah of Leisoich Lel Adom is Eino Yochel Lo V'Lechid Misa. It's Yochel Lo V'Lechid Misa. If he'll do it again, he'll be Yoyer, it'll be Bali Dechid Misa. So why is it called Eino Yochel Lo V'Lechid Misa? I see a Gilui that he's like it, even though it's Yochel Lo V'Lechid Misa. Why does that call it Eino Yochel Lo V'Lechid Misa?
No, Lechid Misa for the second time.
Oh, so I think it's a mashma this Taisa Taka, Lechid Misa for the second time. There is no Lechid Misa for the first time. So the first time is Eino Yochel Lo V'Lechid Misa. This Lechid Lo Adam can never be Bali Lechid Misa. The second Lechid Lo Adam Taka, there's no malchus. And it's clear Shossi anyway, but besides that, it would be Eino Yochel Lo V'Lechid Misa. It's Yochel Lo V'Lechid Misa. It would be Nitin Lazarus Misa's basin. But the first Achil is Eino Yochel Lo V'Lechid Misa. So I think in this Taisa Taka, the Lashon of Taisa is Mavur. The Taisa tells the Chiyuv Misa and Sarah Meir is not for the first Achim, it's only for the second Achim. So Rabbah here in Taisa. I think the Ram is not so much Meir.
You only ever get killed if you do the second Achim anyway.
What? You're only going to get Misa if there'll be a Mechira after the Gneva.
It's possible to say that the Misa is on the first Achila as well, even though the first Achila alone isn't Yavo Lidei Misa. Yavo Lidei Misa means alone. No?
Hechot the Eino Yochel Dechiv Misa means that in and of itself it can't be Bola Dechiv Misa. Maybe. Because now I'm thinking about it, really, we can ask a kasha. Maybe you're right, maybe we have to say, because L'chor, there's a kasha over here. It says L'chor in this Taisus that the Chiyad Misa is only for the second Achila, not for the first Achila. So it means the whole Chiyad Misa is only for the second Achila. So in Agamar, when the Gemara says that the Eidim Achayinim of Mitzvah Meir get Malkus, because the Rishonim can say L'Akhaisim Anu, and Taisus says it means the Yisayid of Kiddush Ubaal. What does he have to come out to the side of Kiddush Ubal? Forget Kiddush Ubal. It's not a Chatzidover because the whole Chiyuv Misa is for the second Achila. Oh, but that's not sure. No, it's still a Chatzidover. Bottom line is we need to know there was a first Achila. Like by Kiddush Ubal, we need to know there was a Kiddush in order to be Mechai for Baal. But that's the side of Kiddush Ubal. So Taisa saying over here, it's still a Chatzidover, even if the Chiyuv Misa is only for the second Achila. But it's still a Chatzidover because we need to know that there was a first Achila. What makes it not a Chatzidover is that there's Malkus for the first Achila, so it's called Kiddush Ubal. That's fine, so we don't need that. We don't need to say that. It's true, but I don't think we need it. Okay, let's see Rashi. This is sort of an excursus. You know, why the Rishonim didn't learn Pshat in the Gemara that the whole Chiyuv Misa is for the Eidus. The Eidus Achrei, you know. Why do they need Kiddush Shabbat? You know, I think something else also. You know what? You know, I'll tell you another reason why the Rishonim don't learn. The question was why the Rishonim not learn Pshat and Gemara. That the reason why this Eidus Achrayim is not a Chatzidover because the whole Chiyuv Misa is only for the Eidus Achrayim. What do you have to come out to Kiddush Ubal? So, terrace number one is that it's not Muchach. Maybe the Chiyuv Misa is for the Eidus Rishonim. Maybe the Chiyuv Misa is for the Eidus Rishonim, but it's Exeris HaKosov of Yisrael. Terrace number two is that it's not Muchach. The reason why the Rishonim don't learn that way is because even if it will be true that the chi of misa is only for the second achila, like the pashas place in Sanach Gimel. Because the Rishonim held that doesn't mean that it's not a chasidava. Because even though the lumbus, the chi of misa is only for the second achila, but the second achila has to be a second achila. So it's not a second achila unless there was a first achila. So we need to know, as far as what Basin needs to know, Basin needs to know there was a first achila in order for the chayim for the second achila. So even if in lumbus, the chi of misa is only for the second achila, the Gemara held it should still be a chasidava. So what's the teres lach chesivon? Rishonim lach chesivon. The bottom line is, but I need to know there was an achilu rishonim. I need to know there was an achilu shniyah. Teres is that's the side of kiddush baal. That even though by there also the chibis is only for the baal, but still the gemara has to say. But it's still a chatsidomer. The gemara thought, and the gemara's answer is not that well in lomdus the chibis is only for the baal. The gemara's answer is since the eidah kiddushin don't need the eidah biyah because kiddushin is eidus b'fnei atzma, so that makes the eidus achayin into the eidus of a dover shalom. Notice the measure of being a dover and a chatsidomer is not what is the chibis for. The measure of a dover and a chatsidomer is if there's malchus for the eidus of Rishayna, then the eidus achayin is a dover shalom. Is it because the Eidus HaRishayna didn't need the Eidus HaChayna, so the Eidus HaChayna therefore is a Dovah Shalom. That's the Yisoid of Kiddush Shabbat. And if the Eidus and if that wouldn't be true, and if the Eidus HaRishayna would not tell us, would not be Mechayim anything, and the two Eiduyas need each other, so even if the Lomdus HaChimish would be for the Eidus, for the Achilish Nia, so what? It would still be a Chatzi Dovah. But that's the Emes of Shat. That's why the Rishayim don't say what I wanted to say. Okay, fine, good. What does Rashi say? Eidim HaRishayim Shalom Tzayim HaRishayim. The standard El Masim Bei Bifnei Gimel Matam Esav Chaz Chaz Vikil Kandidim Chav Gimel Masim Bei Ovav Imi Bifnei Adayonim Kshavam Ay Inam Rishayim Inam Olav Shachal Tatim Mabosav Shos Achatzig Loik Mignei Ba Malkan Oisig Sif Yisro Oisig Hanu Malkas Chaz Vikil Kandidim Chav Gimel Lemiso Umay Dechezki Bahana Chachroinim Sheidu Shechaz Vikil Kil Shehuzmu Shnei Rogim V'loi Mirin Shechatzig Dovahu Dilav Desadusa De Kamoi Loi Miktul Desadusa De Hani El Amron. And here's the critical words. Hoyol V'yei Shoyin Shal Pi Arishayim. She's a loyka al yodo. So the shaykh da ahu sa dusa ka maise vahani vasraisa. Vahani vasro ikulu yodo ka abdi. Since the Eidim harach rishonim are mechai of Malkus, there's an oynish for the Eidus rishonim. So the shaykh da ahu sa dusa ka maise vahani vasraisa. The Eidus harishonim is not, has no shaykh to the Eidus harachonim. I mean, the chor is the side of Kiddush Shabbat, but this Rashi is giving us some extra prashonas in the side of Kiddush Shabbat. But since there's an oynish for the Eidus HaRishayna, meaning the Eidus HaRishayna has an agenda of its own, the Kiddush has an agenda of its own, so mimeil it has no shaykhus to the Eidus HaRishayna. I think it says in this Rashi that the Havani is not like what I had suggested. That the Yisod of Kiddush Shabbat is once from a Kabbalah Eidus of Kiddush, and so now that gets like absorbed into the woodwork, and now we just take it as a given, and therefore the Eidus HaChayna becomes a Dovah Shalom. I think that's what Rashi is over here. Rashi is a different word. But since the Eidim HaRishonim, they have a separate thing that they're coming for. So we look at it, the Eidus HaRishonim is not coming for what the Eidus HaChayna is coming for. It's not shaykh to the Eidus HaChayna. It has its own purpose. And therefore, since the Eidus HaChayna is not coming for the purpose of the Eidus HaChayna, so that makes the Eidus HaChayna to a Dovah Shalom. It segregates the Eidus HaChayna from the Eidus HaChayna. Well, we're not done with Rashi. I think we have to, this Rashi we have to read, but Sirik with the next Rashi. Rashi says, La'al Kaisei Banu, is the Hemshech Lemar. We should be that. Mitosh Shechem Loim Rishayna Ma Kaisu Lahal Kaisu Bono says Rashi. V'loi Hay Adnu. V'loi Hay Adnu. I think is how you read it. V'loi Hay Adnu. Noyatsu Yachdo. V'loi Hay Adnu Lahamisoi. We didn't plot to kill him. Shloi Adanu Shesoi Fe Lachzur Lekalko. Because we didn't know he's going to eat a second time. The reason why the Eidim Rishonim are called Lahal Kaisibanu and they're not Shaykh to the Eidus HaChayna, Rashi, is because Lahal Kaisibanu, and therefore we weren't planning to kill him. We didn't know there was going to be an Eidus HaChayna. So Mashman Rashi, after reading two Rashi together, since the Eidim Rishonim are coming Lahal Kaisai, So I have no shaychus to Eidus Achrayim. I maybe they do a shaychus to Eidus Achrayim, and maybe they're coming Lamisli also. I says no, they weren't noyadu to be Meimisim. They didn't know it was going to be Chayim Misim. So what were they coming for? What was their zmama? What was their noyadu yachtov? Noyadu yachtov. What did they get together to plan? What was their conspiracy? That's what I'm saying. They didn't conspire. What was their conspiracy? Was only Lakos, not Lamisli. How did they know there was going to be Mumus? Therefore, it's l'shaych to Eidus Achrayim. Mashmois in Rashi is that more than Mashmois. It says in this Rashi that this din of that we have Yecholim Harishonim Loim Al Kaisi Bonu has to do with their machshavatak. What Taisus is not so. Taisus said Ein Atam Toli Bamirosum. It's nothing to do with what they say, what they think. That's irrelevant. The point is, the Eidus Harishonim has its own chiyuvim. So it's miskabel for the chiyuvim of the Eidus Harishonim. It's miskabel for the chiyuvim of the Yisrael. So, and the Mimela goes into Kiddush Shabbat. We were miskabel Eidus Harishonim. Now it's Kiddush Shabbat. And Rashi says, not the way. Rashi says that the Eidus Harishonim is like shaychus. Is like shaychus. The Eidus Harishonim is because we weren't noyadu for the chiyuv misa. Because they didn't know there was going to be a chiyuv misa. We assume that we could know that they were coming lahamisa. Some Rashi have to say the Moshul they weren't mastering for Misa. Otherwise, have to say Loyadu Lamisa. If they were mastering for Misa, obviously they wanted Lamisa. I have to say they weren't mastering for Business Sarah Maranita, so. I don't know if this is Maranita, so. I think there's Ramad Chumash.
Gets Malchus without Esra because of the Xeris HaKosov.
I'm not sure it needs to be checked. I seem to have this recollection, maybe from what I heard here from Rosal Eichel, that there's a Ramban. I don't really remember these things usually. I really don't, but I remember what I learned last week. Maybe I'll learn this sentence. But I seem to remember him saying something that there's a Ramban al Torah. I guess I ought to know. That wherever it says Banishmam Yishma Biro, you don't need Hasra. Or maybe there's no such Ramban, I don't know. I don't know. Akaponim and Rashi, you have to say that they weren't Hasrim Laha Misa. And so either maybe it doesn't need Hasra, or maybe. Why does it need it? If the Chiyuv Misa is for the first Achil also, then it should need Hasra Laha Misa. Unless the Tzara Mori doesn't need Hasra or because the Chiyuv Misa is only on the second Achil. Akoponim, it says in Rashi, I don't know, Hasra will leave it alone, but Akoponim, it says in this Rashi, this you say, that it's totally Bamir also. So I was wondering about that. Is that always the case? That the Gdorim of Kiddush Ubal, the Gdorim of Chatzi Dover, they're totally in the Kavan of the Eid? Say by Kiddush Ubal itself. What if the Eidei HaKiddushin somehow, it's hard to imagine a case, but what if we could somehow have a case where we know that the Eidei HaKiddushin, they're coming because they want that there should be an Eidei HaKiddushin as well. So do we say that now, we say, oh, now already it's a Chatzi Dola? Then now the Eidei HaKiddushin becomes a Chatzi Dola? Where the Rashba says that Kiddush Ubal means Kiddushin in the Sun. The Kiddush probably know there is going to be a Nisul. So she would say, oh, now it's a Chatzi Dog.
The Gemara's not Mashma, that it's like B'davka that way. It's Sheikhol Mom.
But the Gemara says that's why the Eidus HaRishon is, the Eidus HaRishon now is a, that's why the Eidus HaRishon is a Dov HaSholem. Because the Eidus HaRishon can say, Lao Kaisi Banu, that we would Loyahi Adnu Lahanisoi. So that's why the Eidus HaChroinim is called the Dov HaSholem. That's why the Eidus, if you put all the Rashis together, because the Eidus HaRishonim can say, L'Akhaisi Banu Lehi, Adnu Lahamiso, Ishli Yadanush, Yosef Lachsar L'Kalkal, that's why the Eidus HaRishonim is L'Shaicha to the Eidus HaChroinim, and that's what makes the Eidus HaChroinim into a Dov HaSholem. So is that the way it works? Or wasn't Chatzi Dover? That it's only a Chatzi Dover because the Eidus HaRishonim don't know they're going to be Eidus HaChroinim? And if Eidim Yishenim know they're going to be Eidus Achrayim, then that would change the laws of the rules of Kiddush Shabbat. So I want to suggest, I think that would be very incredible. And I want to suggest that Rashi only only means by edus sheker. Where, in other words, when you have a real edus emes, so what makes it an edus, what gives it a shem edus, is that it's emes they saw and they were made. So what they were plotting in their minds and hoping is irrelevant. This is an edus because they saw and they saw, they came, they saw, they were made. And and that's the shem edus shavoy. And their machshava is libam, what they're expecting in the future is nothing to do with the shem edus. Rashi over here is talking about by Edom Zoyim, by Edom Sheker. What gives it a Shem Edus altogether? We're saying it has Dvar, we're talking Edom Zoyim, we're talking it has Dvarim of Dover, like Chatzi Dover. It's an Edus Shleim, is it a Chatzi Edus? What Edus? It's not Edus, the same Sheker. So what does it get as Shem Edus? By Edom Sheker, what gives it a Shem Edus is the Parsh of Edom Zoyim. The Torah said there's a Parsh of Edom Zoyim of Kashazomim Lassus Lachim. It's a Shem Edus in your Edom Zoyim. Right? Otherwise, why is it Edus? What Edus? By definition, Edus is they saw, they didn't see. The whole thing is a lie. So, with what is it Edus? But the Torah said a parsha of Edus Sheker. That also has a Shem Edus. Edus Sheker, the Torah says, has a Shem Edus. Le'inyin, that there's Lesane and there's Kashazam Melasis La'ochiv. This is a different kind of Edus. It's an Edus that never happened. What gives it a Shem Edus is not the Re'iyah with the Edus. What gives it a Shem Edus is the Kashazama. So, here the Edus is defined by the Kashazama. So if Edom come and say Gonav, he was going to be nefesh, and they knew we could somehow know that they were noyadu lahamisoi, then that would be called the edus not only of Malkus, that would be called the edus of nefoshes, that would be called an edus for the chiyuv misa mitzaremayer, because their zomim lasis laochiv was for the chiyuv misa too, and if that's the case, then it would be shaykh, it would be part of the edus of the chiyuv misa. And if it be part of the Eidus of Chiyumisa, then it would be Shaychet to the Eidus HaChayinim. And then the Eidus HaChayinim wouldn't be Dover Shalom, it would be Chatzid Dover. Because the Eidim HaRishayinim were also in on the Zomim Lassus La'okhiv of the Chiyumisa. But since the Rishayinim could say La'al Kaisibonu, that's your Rashi read the Gemara. Since the Rishayinim could say La'al Kaisibonu, Rashi thinks it's Dafka. Not like Rashi Tosfos said, it's Eina Dover Toli. It's Toli, it is Toli. The Gemara is literal. It should be taken literally. Since the Rishayinim can say La'al Kaisibonu, Lo'yadnu, as far as based to know, the Eidim HaRishayinim had no, they were, their Zomim Lassus La'okhiv was only in the Malkus. So Mimela, we look at them, their Eidus Sheker was the Eidus Sheker of Malkus, nothing to do with Misa. It has no Shaychus to the Chiyuv Misa later. Therefore, the Eidus Sheker of the Mechir of Benefesh is called the Dover Shalom. Because the whole Zomam of Misa, the whole Hayadnu Laha Misa, was only in the Eidim HaChayinim, not in the Eidim HaRishayim. Oh, so if that's the case, so maybe we could use this to leverage a mahalach and the Rashi in the beginning of the sugya. Rashi in the beginning of the sugya says the basic machlokes is cheskin of yechel. Eidig neiv beidim mechir benefesh. Cheskin says ein derogim. It's a chatzid dollar. So we saw the Rashi. Rashi says what makes it a chatzid dollar? It's not. It's how the god is not a chatzid dollar. If they're not huzum, it's mashman Rashi. It's not a chatzid dollar. What makes it a chatzidover? It's only a chatzidover mitzad in dinei edim zomim. It's a chatzidover. Except that now that it's a chatzidover in dinei edim zomim, Rashi says, so now it turns around and becomes, even if they're telling the truth, it's edish iyach ayochel azima, so it has that problem. But be'etzim, we saw in Rashi in the beginning of the sugi, Rashi learns that the sugi over here about chatzidover is only in regard to edim zomim. In regard to the God of himself, edig neivan edim mechira lukul yama nada chatzidover. As we saw in the beginning of the sugi, we don't know how to explain it. I thought maybe we could say like this. At the beginning of the sugya, it's not so clear. What did we think? Did we think that there's malchus for the gneivah, or there's no malchus for the gneivah? The God of himself. Well, later on, has a machlekes about it. Right now, in the Gemara, initially, was the Gemara assuming that the God of a grain of nefesh, does he get malchus or does he not get malchus? Later on, the Gemara, that's a machlekes cheskin of, it's going to be a machlekes cheskin of yechel. But in the Havrin Gemara, the way the Gemara initially started out, what's our assumption? Could be the Gemara is assuming that there's no Malkus. Maybe that's more the Pashtus. That's why the Gemara thinks it's different than Mitzvah Meir. Then the Gemara says, no, one second, maybe there is Malkus. And comes out of Tirin Cheski, and that's the complicated Gemara that comes up in a minute. But I want to suggest that Rashi learned the Gemara, that the Gemara right now is assuming that there's Malkus, that Eidig Neva Benefesh have Malkus. They have Malkus. So therefore, as far as the God of is concerned, It's not a chatzidol because it's like kiddush uba. The eidik neiva come and they're made that he's chayim mas, and that's miskabel. And then come the eidik nefer. Then come the eidik mechira and then mechayev mis, and that's kiddush uba. There's no problem. But the gabi the eidim. But now if they're huzum, so the gemara held that if they're huzum, so the eid by eidim shakronim, the eidus is defined not by what actually happened. The eidus is defined by their zmama. Were they in on the plot to be memesim? So the gemara held that now when it comes to eidim zaymamim, since at the end of the day there's going to be a chiv miso, because the poyel eidim neiva came, they were chayim malchus. But at the end of the day, there's going to be eidim mechira, and there's going to be a chiv miso. So now when they become eidim shakronim, so the eidim hagneva are part of the plot. This gemara is going to ask in a second, but right now the gemara thinks they're part of the plot to be medicine. So they may actually have been mechayev and malchus also, but they were noyadu lahamisoi. So they were part of the zemama lahamisoi. So the gemara says, as far as eidim zayim is concerned, it's a chatzid olam, because the zemama lahamisoi is shared by the Eidim Achayim and the Eidim and the Eidim Rishayim and the Eidim Achayim, and that's already a Chatzi Dover. We can't kill either one. Can't kill either one, because the Zman Malam Yisoy is shared between the Eidim Rishayim and the Eidim Achayim. And if Yechon holds like the Rabbanon, that no, even a Chatzi Dover is called the Eidus, even an Eidus Sheker, Chatzi Dover, half of his mum is also an Eidus Sheker, and therefore they both are Humus, because both Eidim Rishayim and the Eidim Achayim are coming Lam Yisoy. But the Gemara asks, one second. And then the Gemara asks, that's the kasha we're reading now. Frek the Gemara, one second. If the Eidim Rishonim are coming Lahamisoi, then who says they're part of the plot? If the Eidim Rishonim are coming Lahamisoi, so why can't they say that that was our whole intention and we weren't Noyadnu Lahamisoi? Just like Ben Sarah Meir. The same way Rav Chisda's Meir Ben Sarah Meir, that we say the Eidim Rishonim were not even plotting Lahamisoi. So why not say the same thing by Eidik Neva and Efesh? The Eidik Neva, they could taste they were even plotting Lahamisoi, in which case, we should be able to be mamus, at least the Eidim Achayim. So let's at least be mamus, the Eidim Achayim. Okay, so I want to use this Rashi, but I want to posit that it says in this Rashi that the Gdorim of Lal Kaisivanu, which is Kiddush Shabbat, right? Rashi also, it's a Kiddush, it sounds like a Kiddush Shabbat kind of Yisrael. That the Eidus HaRishonim is like Shaycha to the Eidus HaAchayim. The Eidim Rishonim is like Shaycha to the Eidus HaAchayim. And Rashi's and the Gemara says that's what makes it that the Eidus Achrayin is a Dovah Shalom. That's the Gemara. It's a kind of Kiddush Shabbat, like all the Rishonim. Rashi also learns that way, but Rashi adds that it's totally in their Amira, in their Noy, what they were thinking. That the word of Lakosibano is that the Eidim Ari, we can assume the Eidim Ari Shayna with the Ben Sayyid Mara, how do they know there was going to be another Achila? We can assume that their Noyadu, that their Zamama was only Lakosi. That's what makes it that they're not Shaykh is the Eidus Achrayin. Says the Ma'ariv, that's the thing in Rashi, that this is the part of this idea of that the Eidim that the Eidim are Rishonim because they're coming while closely, they're not Shaykhs, they're separated from the Eidus Achrayin, and therefore the Eidus Achrayin becomes a Dovah Shalom. It's totally in their Kavana. I want to posit that's only true by Eidus Sheker. Eidus Sheker is defined by your Kavana. The whole thing's a Cholim. The whole Eidus is a Cholim. The Torah said this Cholim has a din of Eidus that you get punished for it. But this cholim rav, the sheker, it's defined by the zaman. So if they were only noyadu lal kaisi, they're not part of the edus of the misa. But if they were noyadu lahamisoi, they would somehow be noyadu lahamisoi. We would know that they were in on the plot lahamisoi. Then they would be part of the edus of the misa as well. And that's a feature of edus sheker. It's not true by edus emes. That's what I think. See this Rashi at the bottom of the omud and at the top of omud base. So I want to plug it into the beginning of the sugya that will posit. And I've learned, so we'll pass it. That the Gemara in the Chachilah knew that there's Malkus, where it was going, that there's Malkus for the Eidus Hagneiv. And therefore, Lagabi the Ganav, it's a regular Kiddush Shabbat, because who cares what they're thinking? It's a regular Kiddush Shabbat. But Lagabi the Eidim, where we go after their Kavona, the Gemara thought, but by Eidim and Eidim Mechir and Nefesh, we assume that Eidim Neiv know there's going to be a Mechira. The Gemara is going to ask him that in a second. They've asked the Gemara's Kashi, why is that so? Yechayim loyim alal kaisi banu. Maybe they were not noyadu lahamisi. How do they know there's going to be a Mechira? But the Gemara in the Chachil didn't know that Kashi yet. So what the Gemara thought was, not that there is that even though there's Malkus, they were noyadu lahamisoi. So therefore the Gemara says Cheskius, that's a Chatzid Olam. Since they were noyadu lahamisoi, so in the Eidus of the Hamis, of in the Eidus Miso, there were the zmama of the misa was shared by the Eidim Arishanim, the Eidim Achrayim. And he holds like Rabbi Kiva that that's a chatzi dover. The edus has to be a dover. That's not called the edus sheker. A chatzi edus sheker is also not an edus. The same way a chatzi edus em is not an edus. It's a chatzi edus. So a chatzi edus sheker is also not an edus, and that's cheskia. And Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Rabbanan, even a chatzi edus is an edus. So meila, even though yes, it's true, they were all zayim lahamisoi, but a chatzi edus lahamisoi is also called an edus. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds that they're both umas, edim rishonim and edim achrayim. They both get misa. Because the Eidus Sheker Lahamiso is shared by the Eidim Arishonim and by the Eidim Achrayim. Yeah.
So the main Chiddush is in the first part of the Gemara that it's not considered Kiddush Baal in the meaning that the Maskana it's considered like Kiddush Baal is meaning the Chiddush that it's telling in their Hazam and their Kavana is why it's not similar to Kiddush Baal to in the beginning.
Right.
But the Maskana,
the Gemara says that really, whenever there's Malkus, so even in the Eidus Sheker Shabbai, it's a separate Eidus. Because they could say La HaKaisavon. But that's what the Gemara didn't know. Chathil the Gemara didn't know this word of La HaKaisavon. The Gemara thought, and the Gemara asked, what do you mean by the Gemara? We do say La HaKaisavon. That's good for the Gemara's Kasha. But the Gemara, what the Gemara was missing, in the piece that was missing in the Gemara's Havamina, was that the Gemara didn't know that Yechaylim Loim La HaKaisavon. So therefore, the Gemara thought that even though the Eidim Rishonim are coming La Kaisai, but they were still Noyadu La Hamisa. So in the world of Eidus Emes, who cares what they're Noyadu? Who cares what they were thinking? The world of Eidus Emes, we're looking at the facts. The Eidim Rishonim came La Kaisai. That's one Eidus. The Eidim Achrayim came La Hamisa. That's a separate Eidus. That's Kiddush Shabbat. That's in the world of Eidus Emes. That's why the Mashal Gabi, the God of himself, there's no discussion of Chatzi Dolar. The Eidus Gabi, the God of himself, is not a Chatzi Dolar. The Eidim Rishonim are coming La Kaisai. The Eidim Achrayim are coming La Hamisa. But Rav Chisda and Rav Yechon talk about, well, what about in the world of Eidus Sheker? Turns out that they were Muslim. Now we're treating this not as Eidus Emes, but as an Eidus Sheker. And Eidus Sheker has different dharm. And Eidus Sheker is defined, the whole thing Eidus is a fantasy. So it's defined by how you were fantasizing. What were you fantasizing about when you said Eidus? So the Gemara held that here already both Eidim were Zomim Lahamisoi. Because we assume the Gnev is going to be followed by a Mechir. So both Eidim are really, it's really an Eidus, in the world of Eidus Sheker, they're both an Eidus of Misa, not an Eidus of Malkus. If they're both an Eidus of Misa, so Chesky says, fine. So Chesky says, that's no good. So that's not called the Eidus Sheker. And there's no Kasha Zama. And if Yechon holds like the Rabban, and the Chatzi Dov is also, there's also an Eidus. And Mele, that's called the Chatzi Eidus Sheker. And they both get Misa. They both get Misa. And then Rashi, of course, says, once according to Cheskia, the Eidim Zoyimim can't be Huzim, then even an Eidus Emes, the Eidus Shetei HaLazim, and the Ganim won't be Nereg either. That was the Gemara's Hatton. That's the Pshat and Rashi. And Rashi learns this way because he was bothered by the Gemara. Why is he only talking about Shehuzim? Why not talk about the God himself? Where's the God himself? It's not a problem. Now the Gemara says, one second, it's not even true. Even in the world of Sheker, to the extent that the Eidim Rishonim are coming Lal Kaisai, then the Sheker is also only Lal Kaisai. Because we could say that they were only Noyadu Lal Kaisai, and maybe it'll be a Dovash. It should be like Kiddush Shabbat even in the world of Eidus Sheker. That's the Gemara's Kasha now. Just like the Mitzray and Meirin, the Rishonim say Lal Kaisai Bana, we weren't Noyadu Lal Misai. So let's say the same thing by Kedesh Mechir Benepesh. The Rishonim can say Lal Kaisai Bana, we weren't Noyadu Lal Misai. That's what the Gemara's asking now. Yeah, let's go back to. So the Gemara asks, Gemara says, "Ask if the Rabbah Biyochi, Eidim Mechir Nami Liktali, Mitoyin Sheichaylim Eidig Nevelaim Elal Chayse Bon, Vechitema, Dikasov Cheski Delay Loki." Maybe Cheski holds that there is no Malkus for the Gneva Benefesh. Maybe it's Hakan no Malkus for Gneva's Nefesh. Why in the world not? So Rashi says. Because the leiloki agneva luchodom, should the havelu lavshin from that source Mrs. Basin, shim kirenu yeharik. So the lavelu signif, maybe it's a nitin. Maybe the lavelu signif is nitin that source Mrs. Basin. So maybe that'll be a teretz. Maybe in a chanami. Maybe there's no. They can't say yechayil loy malal kaisibanu because eidig neva b'nefesh don't have malchus. Because the Leisigle was the last one from the last Aris Mises based him. So the Gemara says, no, that's not tenable. Rav Cheske has to hold that they do get Malkus, that there is Malkus for Leisigle. The Ganav does get Malkus for Leisigle. And therefore they could say Malkai Sivano. What's the Cheshman? We don't know who's who, but it must be that Ches is the one who holds that there's Malkus for that the Eidig Nevo Shehuzmu get Malkus. We don't know Ches ki ain't erogim, because we know that Ches is the one who holds that their Huzm, if the Eidig Nevo and the Eidig Mechir together both are Huzm, that they're not erogim. The Rav Yechanan came and Dom and Nerogim. Since Rav Yechanan holds that the Eidig Neve and the Nechir are both Huzim, the Nerogim. So therefore, it can't be that the Eidig Neve was Huzim, they would also get Malkus, because how the Lapsh Nithin Lazarus Mises Basin, the Cholapsh Nithin Lazarus Mises Basin, and Lekin Olaf. I'm going to explain this all in a second. So according to Rav Yechanan, since they do get Misa, the Eidim Zaymimim, they can't get Malkus, because how the Lapsh Nithin Lazarus Mises Basin. So Chesky must hold that they're not Leikin. So who's the one who holds that they are Leikin? Because we know one holds one and one holds the other. Must be Chesky holds that the Eidim Zoyimim are Leikin. Well, if the Eidim Zoyimim are Leikin, then the Ganav must also be Leikin for the Gneva. Because if the Ganav wouldn't be Leikin, then how could the Eidim Zoyimim be Leikin? That's how the Gemara goes. It goes into a two-step punch. First, Rumei Chiyach, that according to Rav Yochanan, they can't be Leikin. Because since Rav Yochanan is in their Rogim, so how could they be Leikin? So Lapsin and Lassaris means it's based on. So must be Rav Yechon holds that they're not Leikin. Therefore, Chesky must hold that they are Leikin. Well, if Chesky holds that they're Leikin, they the Gneva Shehuzmu, then it must be the Ganav. It's all Leikin for the Gneva, because how could he not be Leikin? And they should get Malkus. That's what it says in the Gemara. But what all this means is that Machalikus, these two steps in the Gemara, what's the Raya of Yechon, what's the Raya of Chesky, how to learn it. There's some different shittas in Rishonim. Just talk through maybe because I really should put it on the board. What time is it? 12:45. I don't have a key in my office anyway, so I can't even get a marker. Maybe this way. Okay, we're good. So, there's two steps. First, in Mar is Mechiach, that Rabbi Yochanan, Kevon, the Omar, Nairogim, that means Eidim Zoyimim and Nerogim. By underlying it means Eidim Zoyimim and Nerogim. So, Karachach, did not like him. Meaning Eidim Zoyimim did not like him. Because it's, why? What does the Gemara say? Does the Gemara say why? Kevin and Nerogim have a look, because it's last week the last source, which is based on. What does that mean? So in Rishonim, there's three shittas. The Baal HaMar learns since they're Nerogim, they dig Neva. So it must be that the Chiyuv Misa of the Ganav is on the Neva. It's also on the Neva. And therefore, Leisignayv is a Lashon into Nasar's Misa Spacedon. Therefore, Lysanya, one of its features is that it's like a chameleon. It mimics, the Einish of Lysanya has to mimic, I guess it's part of the Kashizomim, it mimics the Chiv of the Ganav. So since the Ganav, the Malkus, there's the Lavali signal is Nitin Lassar's Mises based and it doesn't wire Malkus. So the lav leisana also becomes, I don't know, I need some symbol for becomes, leisana is a, it becomes ki'ilu a lav shenitim lav saras nisus beisim. Very complicated shot. It's in contrast to Rashi. I don't know why I should put Rashi first, because Rashi is much more straightforward. Rashi says, since the Eidig Neva are Nerogim, or they could be Nerogim if they'll be Muslim, so Havali Leisana. So Leisana becomes a lav shenitim lav saras nisus beisim. Very straightforward shot. That's quite a special shot. The lav leisana could be even in Tuchim Nisa. According to Rav Yochanan, Eidig Neva, if the Eidim Mechir will also be Muslim, the Eidig Neva will be Nerag. So it means that the Eidim Zayimim could be Nerag for Leisana. If they could be Nerag for Leisana, they can't be like it for Leisana because it's a lav shenitim lav saras nisus beisim. That's a very straightforward shot. Why did the Baal HaMor learn a shot like that? First of all, I think the Baal HaMor holds that the Hitzdikus Megala, right, I think that's true. The Baal HaMor held that the Hitzdiku is Megala, this is all the rate we had in Eilin Arts, that the Hitzdiku is Megala, like the Shikus and the Iri, notice that the Malchus of the Hitzdiku is not for Leisana. Leisana is lav shenitim. The Hitzdiku is an independent of Kasha Zomim, the Malchus. But it's not Malchus for the lav of Leisana. And since it's not Malchus for the lav of Leisana, I don't care if Leisana is Nikolai Tsaras Nisus based in. You have this Hitzdiku the Malchus. It's a new parasha Malchus, a Hitzdiku the Malchus. So you can't go straight. And maybe I'll be wasting something else. Also, another reason why, maybe, it goes a bit serious, why the Baal HaMor doesn't want to learn like Rashi. Because the Baal HaMor has held that if Lisan is a lav shenitim lav saras nisus beisim, Lisan is always a lav shenitim lav saras nisus beisim. Like we talked about before, ordinarily the definition of lav shenitim lav saras nisus beisim is if there's ever a case that this lav is ever made with a chiyuv misa, then it's a lav shenitim lav saras nisus beisim in all cases. And Lisana sometimes brings the chiyuv misa, nobody argues about that. Many times Lisana could bring to the chiyuv misa, it's ashara, they made on a reseach. It brings with a chiyuv misa. Lisan is the ashara for Mursim Makas. Lisan is always the ashara. So Lisan is always an ashara as Mrs. Space. And yet the Torah said that there's Malchus for Lisan. That's the Itztiku. Itztiku is Megala. There is Malchus for Lisan. So the Rabbi Lamar held. So Itztiku is Megala. There's Malchus for Lisan. Even though it brings the day music. So you see that I don't say by Lisan that it's the ashara as Mrs. Space. That was a place of Mechala. That was a place of Sam Chvov. Place of Malchus Abdallah. What its Megala is, that Leisana is not a lav shenitim lav saras nisus beisim in general, but if this particular Leisana could bring the Dechiv Misa, then it is a lav shenitim lav saras nisus beisim. Maybe that's what Rashi is saying. And the Baal HaMor doesn't hold that way. The Baal HaMor held, if Leisana is not, Leisana is mufka from lav shenitim lav saras nisus beisim. So Hakam over here, so what's going on in Agamar? So therefore he says, no, more complicated. Since the Gneva is nisus lav saras nisus beisim, because since Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Eidi HaGneva Nerogin, it must be that the part of the Chiyuv Misa is for the Gneva itself. So the Ganav's Chiyuv Misa, if it will be Meicher, will be for the Gneva itself. So there's no Malchus for Leisignaiv. Because Leisignaiv is maybe the day Misa is based in. And since Leisignaiv is a Lav Shenitim Lav Saras Misa is based in, I guess that's part of the Vizdiku, that Leisana, since the Malchus of Leisana, Vizdiku the Gamalchus, is the Kashazom of the Gamalchus, it has this thing that it mimics the original, the lav of the Ganav. Since by the Ganav, Leisana, it's very funny, Baal HaMor. Since by the Ganav, the Leisigma is a lav shenitim lav saras nisus beisim, so the Leisana ordinarily doesn't have the problem of lav shenitim lav saras nisus beisim. But this Leisana becomes Leisigma. Like the Leisana becomes like Leisigma. Okay, I don't use a whole Hezbollah. It's very strange, Baal HaMor. That's all you learned. We should sit in this Baal HaMor for a few days, but we don't have time. And there about is a third shot. The Ramban says, first of all, The Ramban agrees to Rashi's shot, but he says something else in addition. About the Ramban says that Kevon, since the Chiyuv Misa Because Ala Gneva is also on the Gneva, that's like the Balamar. Since the Chimish is also on the Gneva, so therefore, the Ganav is not like it on the Gneva. And the Ganav is certainly not derek for the Gneva law. Right? And with Ede Gneva, we're not Machayev the God of Misa, without Mechira. So it comes out that the Ede Gneva were not being Machayev the God of anything. They weren't being Machayev the God of Malkus, because the legislative laws of Mikhmas are Mrs. Basin. They weren't being Machayev the God of Misa, because Ede Gneva were not Machayev the God of Misa without the Sirf of the Ede Mechira. So it comes out that the Ede Gneva were not coming to Machayev the God of anything. And Eilis has not been Mechayev anybody anything, is not called Loisana Bereachet Shoker, and is not Chayev Malkus Loisana. This is the Rabban, I think we talked about Eilis Naris, that Eilis has no ramifications on anybody, doesn't do anything to anybody, even if it's a Sheker, it's not Mechayev Loisana, it's not Mechayev Tzul Malkusana. You have to have a Stiklus Atzadik. I think the Lashon Rabban is, need to be Stiklus Atzadik for Shiva Sarosha. There was no Shiva Sarosha. What did they want to do to this guy? They weren't trying to, with the Eidus Hakneva alone, they weren't trying to Mechayev the God of Malkus, because like Sigma was Nikolai Zarz Mrs. Basin. They weren't being Mechayev the God of Misa, because they didn't say anything about the Mechir. So there's no Yeshua Sarosha. They weren't doing anything. And therefore, there's no Yeshua Sarosha. That's it. So how could they be like it? That's the first stage of the Gemara. So what's the second stage of the Gemara? It's very Makkistic. I mean, we're not really going to... Next time we'll learn Makkis. This is good to know as well. So the Gemara, what's the flow of the Gemara? It's going to have Yochanan ben Rogan, they must not be like him. Therefore, according to Cheskia, they must be like him. Of course, you have to say that according to Cheskia, they big name are like him. And since the Eidik Neva like him, a korchach, the Ganav is also like him. For the Neva. What's the why does that follow? Because in order for the Eidik Neva to be like him, the Ganav must also be like him. So here we have also three chapters. Balamar says. Because if the Ganav wouldn't be like it, because it would be Nikma Saras Mrs. Basin, then Lysana would also be like who is Nikma Saras Mrs. Basin, and the Adam Zayim wouldn't be like it. Same Balamar as before, just running backwards. The Ramban says, also the Shittasa, just the other way around, that if the Ganav wouldn't be like it, there would be no Yeshiva. So how would they get Malkus? There's no Yeshiva. And Rashi says that if the Eidei Hakneva are not like it, what does Rashi say? The Eidei Hakneva wouldn't be like him. So the Eidei wouldn't be like him. Why? What does Rashi say? Because my son is Eimei Maisa. Rashi says you can only get Malkus for Kasha Zomam. If the Ganav be like it, they could be like it for Kasha Zomam. But if the Ganav is not like it, So you can't give Malkus because you can only give Malkus for Kasha Zom. You can't give Malkus for Leisana because Leisana is a lav shame in Maisa. Don't we know that's the din of Itzdiku? That there is Malkus for Leisana. That's the way of being a Malkus, even though Leisana is a, that's why you need Itzdiku, because Leisana is a lav shame in Maisa. Comes along the Pasuk of Itzdiku. So we had a Malkus Shoshana. What does that mean? Is Itzdiku Megal and Leisana you like anyway? Or is Vitzdiku a separate Adam Zayim Dika Malkus? Like this Rambam in the Meiri. Rashi and Baba Kama and Dalas is Beferish, that Vitzdiku is Megala, this Malkus of Leisana, even though it's Adam and Maisa. So what did Rashi over here mean? If Adam aren't like you, then you can't give him Malkus for Leisana because Leisana is Adam and Maisa. What do you mean? Vitzdiku is Megala, there is Malkus for Leisana, like Ben Gushim and Chalutza.
So there's no
Kashi Zom. Why is it different than Ben Gushim and Chalutza? There's also no Kashi Zom. According to Rashi, if the tzdik was megal is Malkus v'leisana, so why can't you get Malkus v'leisana? Even if the ganav is not like, give them Malkus v'leisana. Yeah, but the Ramban also needs a hezbollah. The Ramban says that it's not for Yeshua. But the Ramban also has the shita that the tzdik is megal and leisana. So who cares if you have tzdik or tzadik? But leisana is be'etzim, the tzdik is megal that you like in leisana, even though it's eimei maisa. So why do they have to be mashiach anybody? That we talked about in Eilun Aris. We were dying from the Ramban somewhere or other, maybe from here. That even though that the tzdik is megal, you get malchus leisana even though it's eimei maisa, because the tzdik says that the gemardin is a maisa. So, but that's only if they actually did something. But if they didn't do anything to the ganav, so there's no gemar din, so then leisana is eimei maisa. Maybe that's pshat Rashi also. Well, maybe that's pshat Rashi too. If the eidig neighbor not like him, so they're not doing anything to eidig neighbor. You can't give him malchus for leisana because leisana is eimei maisa. Unless you have a vitzdikus at tzadik, that's like a maisa. So then gushin and chalutz, so you have a gemar din, so that's like a maisa. But over here, if the ganav is not like it, then leisana is can't get malchus for leisana because leisana alone, if it doesn't affect the vitzdikus at tzadik, then it has the status of a lav shame in maisa. Maybe that's Taklu Shad Rashi. Okay, it's a shvesh of Gemara. Why don't I finish the Gemara? A few more minutes. Elo Amar HaPapa. It's the bottom line anymore. Elo Amar HaPapa. The Eidim Mechir Kol Yamali Pligin the Nehrogim. The Eidim Mechir HaFashur Nehrogim. Because the Rishah, Amar HaShach, according to Chesky, the Rishayim are coming Lal Kaisa. And according to, Amar HaShach, either because the Rishayim are coming Lal Kaisa, so that the Achrayim are a holdover. Or if there's no Malkus for the Eidim Mechir Rishayim, then it's because the chatzid dover is also chayiv. We'll see in a second. Be'edim mechir kol yamo lo'i pligi d'nerogim. For one reason or another. Ki pligi be'edig gneva. The machlekes is in the edig gneva. Chesky yom e'en nerogim. Gneva l'chud ha'kayim mechir l'chud ha'kayim. Avyeichen yom nerogim. Gneva eschalta de mechiri. Umbaydir avyeichen be'edim rishayim shul mitzayim marishuz mushe'en nerogim. Tevshe chaylum lo'im ra'a kresi bono. So what's Pashup Shat Milmar? Pashup Shat in the Gemara is we have a machlekes that Cheski and Avyechon have a machlekes. If the gneva aschalta the mechira, Cheski holds the gneva is lechudo kaima. Cheski holds the gneva lechudo kaima. Pashup Shat means that the gneva is not part of the chiyuv misa. This is a separate issue. The chiyuv misa is only for the mechira. The gneva is not part of the chiyuv misa. So Meila Cheski says that the edei hagneva, since it's lechud kaima, so they get malchus. The ganav gets malchus, and they get malchus. The ganav gets malchus, and they get malchus. And then what about the eidim mechira? Why do the eidim mechira get malchus? Why do the eidim mechira get misa? Because it's kiddush shabbat. Once you say that the eidim neva get malchus, once you say the ganav gets malchus, and the eidim neva get malchus, So it's Kiddush Shabbat. Pashpjano, it's Kiddush Shabbat. And Rav Yechon holds the Gneva is Aschalta de Mechira. So therefore, there's no Malchus. The Ganav does not get Malchus. Because like Signiv is a Lash and Nidin Lassar is Mrs. Basin. And if the Ganav doesn't get Malchus, then the Edim Zayimimim, the Edim Gneva also don't get Malchus. Like the Gemara said before, for one of the above reasons. There's no Bitstikus that's happening. So the Edim Gneva don't get Malchus. Again, Chesky holds, right? So, and therefore they're Nerogim. Therefore they're Nigneva Nerogim, because therefore they're Nigneva Nerogim, because since the Gneva is Ascholas and Mechira, so they're coming to the Edis and the Chir Miso. It's a Chatzi Dover. So Rashi says, yeah, that's still true. The Rabbi Yechon holds like the Rabbanon, that Dover Vafilu Chatzi Dover. What does Rashi say? So don't get killed because they're coming lahal kaisa. We're going now to Eidig Neva is the Chudik Haima. So the Eidig Neva ain't Boim Lohargoy, Pashup Shat, because the Eidig, they're only coming Lahal Kaisai. So if they're coming Lahal Kaisai, that means, we're actually at the top of the Sugya, that the Chiyuk, if, that in order to give Malkus with Neva, it must be that it's not Nitin Lasaris Mrs. Bastin. Right, Rashi said at the top of the Sugya, there's a tzad of the Ganav, the Shaila of the Ganav is like or not, has to do with, is it a Lash Nitin Lasaris Mrs. Bastin? So now we're saying the Ganav is like, so it means it's not a Lapshon Nitin Lasaris Mrs. Bastin. The Gneva, that's what it means, the Gneva Luchud de Kaimu. That the Chiyuv Mis is not for the Gneva, the Chiyuv Mis is for the Mechir, not for the Gneva. And that's why the Gneva can say La Kaisi Bonum. Because the Gneva is Luchud de Kaimu. It's not Nitin Lasaris Mrs. Bastin. So they're not coming Lahoga, they're coming La Kaisi. But come along later, they're in Mechira, and they're doing the whole Chiyuv Misa. That I understand. They're doing the whole Chiyuv Misa. But Rashi adds, they're Moina Moisim in Malchus. Why are they Moina Moisim in Malchus? Why does he get Potter from Malchus? He should get Malchus and Mamma, and Misa. The Ganav did, he did a Gneva, that's Luchud HaKaimo, not Nitin Lazarus, Mrs. Basin, and this is by itself. They get Malchus. The Ganav should get Malchus for that. And then there's Mechir, that's Mechayiv and Misa. Why does the Misa Potter him from, why should the Misa Potter him from Malchus?
There's no halacha that even that once you're Chayiv, I mean, even besides
your
Kimlay, I guess not.
There's one. Why? I thought at her, it maybe means Kimlay. What? Yeah, maybe. Well, but why should it be Kimlay? It's two different things. There's the Gneva. The Gneva has nothing to do with the Mechira. The Gneva has nothing to do with the Chiyuv Misa. For the Gneva is Mechayiv Malchus. The Mechira is Mechayiv Mamon. It's Mechayiv Misa rather. Why is that even? That's not Kderish. Why should that be Kderish Shosa?
Rashi says, "Omer
Sheisru Bo
Misa." So they're saying that even the Gneva was
Asra
Lamisa, or what is it?
No, how would they know? They say that they were Masrim Lamisa. Okay. All right, Eidish Mechir Shabayim Vem Vayim Shisubay Lamisa. I don't know why Rashi has to mention the Hasra. That's a little bit strange. God says here that, I don't know why they have to mention the Hasra. Why Rashi has to mention the Hasra. What's the point of that? Not so clear at all. But somehow, the Eidish Mechir, Amayim Maisim Yimalkas, Mechayim Maisim Yisu, why? And then let's see the next Rashi. Yes, Chalten and Mechira. That's the other side. That there's no Malkus for the Gneva. The Kasav Rabbi Yochanan Loi Loki Yalo. There's no Malkus for Lisignor. The Lash and Nitin Lasaris Mrs. Basin. Because Lisignor is Nitin Lasaris Mrs. Basin. Vein Boy Melo Hargoy. We have a Gav the Shem Shichas Luzu. We have the Kol Chodav Achad Chatsidov and Mikkel Kirabona. Vayishay Rashi. What is this Rashi? Mayna Maisimi Malkus. If the Leisignev is part of the Chiyuv Misa, then it should be Lashon and Lasaris Misa based on like Rav Hinholz. And if the Chiyuv and if the Leisignev is not part of the Chiyuv Misa, then why are they Eidim Achira? Mayna Maisimi Malkus. I'm not sure if this Rashi is a Kimli Brahminik Rashi. He means Kler Shosai. The Moyna Mason Malchus has Kler Shosai. That's certainly sure. Why should it be Kler Shosai? Maybe Rashi's like this. Maybe Rashi holds that even though Le Signoi, the Chiyav Mis is only on the Mechira. And therefore Le Signoi is not a Lapshinit in Lassar's Mrs. Basin. The Chiyav, that's why there's Chiyav Malchus. Maybe Rashi holds that even though Chesky holds Gneva Luchud Dekaima, which means that there's Malkus for Leisignev, because Leisignev is not a Lashon Nitin Lasaris Mises Vaisden, because the Chiv Mises is only for the Mechira, not for the Gneva. All true. But at the end of the day, the Chiv, the Gneva is a Tanai for the Mechira to happen. You can't have the Chiv Misa without there having been a Gneva beforehand. So maybe that's enough to generate Kimloi B'drabminim. Maybe even though the Gnev is not part of the Chiyav Misa, the Chiyav Misa is only for the Mechira, and the Lav Leisignev is not Nitin Lasaris Misa is based on, because the Einash Misa is only for the Mechira and has nothing to do with the Gnev at all. But still, since B'metzias, the Gnev is necessary to the Mechira, to the Chiyav Misa, maybe that's enough that the Gnev should have a din of Kimloi B'drabminim, and should be able to, and therefore the Chiyav Misa eventually should be able to patek from the Malkus with Kimloi B'drabim. What would that be analogous to? Something that in and of itself is not a Mechayev of Misa. But since the Metzias, you need it for the Chiyav Misa, it's enough to patek from the Malkus. By Akir Tzarech Hanocha, by the Sugah of Akir Tzarech Hanocha, where the Gemara held that even the Hagbos HaTumma, So the Gemara says, so Elimeata by Yachilus Tumah also, you say Hagbo Tzarech Achila. The Gemara is doing Chinuch, because the Messias, you could do the Achila without the Hagbo, but you could be Gochen Vach. So you see from that Gemara that it's something which Luisur, it would not be Shaykh and Messias to do the Achila without the Hagbo, then that would be enough to create Kimah Yudra Aminah. So maybe we say the same thing earlier. But Metzias, you can't have a Chiyav Mechira without there having been a Gneva before it. So even though in Halacha the Gneva is a lab of Neatzma, Leisignev, it has nothing to do with the Chiyav Misa. And that's why it's not called Nitin Lasaris Misa Beistin. But Metzias, without the Gneva, you can't have the Chiyav Misa. So that's enough. That for Kimli Draven, it's enough. And therefore, ultimately, if there's going to be a Chiyav Misa, it'll pack a Patami Mama. It'll Patami Malkus, rather. Maybe that's what Rashi means. Mayna Maisimi Malkus.
That had to do with, in that Gemara with the Akira Tzarech Hanocha, so we spoke about whether the Akira is halachically a Tzarech Hanocha.
Right, that was the Rishayim spoke after, what was it, the Rashba? The Akira is a halachic Tzarech, so it's stronger. One of the Rishayim spoke after Ferris, but nonetheless, you see from the Gemara that even a Tzarech of Metzias, if it's Yeshu without it, where's the halachic Tzarech? Maybe you don't need a Yeshu, but where it's even a Tzarech, you have to go back and go through the whole Sikh, all the Shittas. But upon him, we did see in Rishonim that I think, who was it, the Rashba, the Rishonim, but one of the Rishonim spoke out of there. That you see from the Gemara's Kasha from Truma that something which is B'mitzias necessary, it's the Efshe B'ladoi, that even though it's not part of the Chiyuv, it also has the Din of Tzarech Hanach. It also has Kimwe B'Admini. So maybe that's the Pshat here in this Rashi too. The alternative, which I don't have exactly clear, is to say that Rashi doesn't mean here Kimli Rabbani at all. And Rashi holds that even though the Gnev is Lechud Kaima and it's a separate Lav Leisignev that has its own Chiyav Malkus, but if the Eidim Mechira come, then the then it becomes a different kind of Leisignev. Then the Leisignev becomes part of the Chiyav Misa. You know, a gneivus nefesh by itself is a lav of neyatz megneva luchudekaim. I mean, a gneiva that never results, that never ends up in a mechira, is a lav of neyatz megneva lisigna. But a gneiva that ends up in a mechira becomes part of the chiyuv misa. So the eidah gneiva can still say la kaisei bonu, because as far as it goes, they only wanted, they were coming la kaisei. But then when the eidah mechira come, so now it's in this gala that this gneiva was not stama lisigna. It was a gneiva that was part of the gain of isha mechara. And the gain of isha mechara is really meisimus. Whereas even though Leisigliv is a lab of Neatzmoy, says Leisigliv, and it means the going of Nefesh HaKosel Medaber, and has nothing to do with the Mechira, and that's what it means, Gneva L'Chudekayim, Leisigliv is an independent lab. But the Einish of Gain of Ishu Mecharoi is for Gain of Ishu Mecharoi, Meisumas. Because when you're Gain of Ishu Mecharoi, then you go out of Leisigliv, and you go into Gain of Ishu Mecharoi. Then the Leisigliv is Nizgal, I'm afraid that it wasn't the regular Leisigliv, it was the Gain of Isha Mechara. And that's how I guess it's from Leisigliv, it's for Leisigliv and Karasov. Nothing to do with that, it's not Leisigliv. Yeah, such a Nusach, maybe we can say such a Nusach in Rashi. That's the Moina Moisim Malkus, not Kedai Rishasi, the Moina Moisim Malkus, because now it turns out that this guy was doing it, but he's the Oiver is not Leisigliv, but his Oiver is Leisigliv and Karasov, which is a Chiyuv Misa for Gain of Isha Mechara. Nobody no longer Malkus. Okay, that's also pretty. That's pretty. Very strange. Very radical kind of thought. Maybe Rashi does mean that because there's no mention here in Rashi of Kedei Rishosai. If Rashi meant Kedei Rishosai, I think Rashi should have said that. Moina Moisim Malkus. He means Kedei Rishosai. It sounds in Rashi Taka that he's saying it's a different word. Nothing to do with Kedei Rishosai. It means when the Eidim Mechira come, so now it turns out that this Gneivas Nefesh was part of Gain of Isha Mechara. That already takes it out of Leisigliv. As soon as the Chud HaKaima, when there's no Mechir, but now it takes it out of Leisigliv, and it goes into the Chiyuv Misa of Gain of Isha Mechara. Then why is the Mechir Dov HaShalom? I guess because, bottom line, we were already Mechavalei Segneva. We were Mechavalei Segneva. Especially if you went with this loveless of noyadu, the eating neighbor. Bottom line, were not noyadu la misa; they were noyadu la al kaisa. Well, maybe that's a good Tosefta story. Maybe there's a mahalchia in Rashi. Rashi is saying. Rashi Takawa is addressing this. In other words, if we're going to say that this idea that when the Eidei Mechira come, the Leisigniv now is no longer the Leisigniv of L'chud HaKaima, that goes out of the Leisigniv, and it goes into the din of Gain of Isha Mechara Mezumos, and therefore it no longer has the Malkus, because now it's already, when you do the Leisigniv, which is L'chud HaKaima, there's nothing to Chiyuv Misa, so we give you Malkus. But now it becomes the Leisigniv of Gain of Isha Mechara that belongs to the Chiyuv Misa. So Mechari, you could still ask, but it's still Chatzidola. Comes out at the end of the day, it's a Chatzidola. Because we need the idea, now we're being the Chayiv for the Gneiv and the Mechir together. The Chiyuv Gneiv that was Lal Kaisi is gone. Because it turns out retroactively that it really was not Lal Kaisi. So why don't we say that Lamafreya, since now it turns out that the Gneiv was not Mechayiv Malkus, it was only part of the Chiyuv of the Chiyuv Misa, so why don't I say that now... So now I should say that the Eidei Segneva. So now it should be a Chatzidola again. So why doesn't it revert back to being a Chatzidola? Maybe Chesky holds like the Rabban Taka that we say Chatzidola. Do we say we are Makabel Chatzidola? It doesn't say in Rashi. Rashi doesn't say that. So maybe that's what Rashi is addressing. Still, who are the Noyadu Lahamisa? talking about edus of sheker. Edus of sheker is defined by the noyadul hamisa, by the zmano. The edi agneva were zomim ula halkosa. So the zomim ula hamisa was only the edi mechira. But that actually we saw before in the sugya. When it comes to Eidus Sheker, we define the Eidus by the Zmama. The Eidei Gneva, they were Zomim Ula Halkaisa. In the end, the Eidei Mechir came and changed. But they were Zomim Ula Halkaisa. Yichayim Leim Ula Halkaisa Ban. So the Eidus of the Gneva was coming, their Eidus Sheker was La Halkaisa, was not La Hamisa. So the whole Eidus La Hamisa, the whole Eidus Sheker La Hamisa was only the Eidei Mechir. Maybe that's the Hadgosh and Rashi, Shehisru Ba'ulis. So, you know, I asked before, why does Rashi mention the Hasra at all? Rashi's alluding to this, that the Zmama Lahamisa was in the Achrayim, not in the Rishayim. The Rishayim were not Masrim Lamisa, because they were coming Lahal Kaisa. Now it turns out retroactively that the Gneva was not Lahal Kaisa. The Gneva, because it turns out the end of Eidim Achir came. Eidim Achir Amayim Aysim Imalkas, Eidim Achayim Lamisa. I don't know how it works though. If you're going to say now retroactively the Eidus the Gneva becomes part of the Chiyuv Misa, so why did the Gneva not need Hasra? So because the Hasra is still a Simkum Keres of it, so the Hasra only has to be on the Mechira. The Gneva won't need Hasra at all. I don't know. There's a lot here of. A lot of things to think about here. Okay, it's getting late. We have to stop. So, I think like this. I assume we finished the sugya. I don't think I'm going to spend more time on the sugya. We only have next week. Have a cheshek to do another shefer. Because Zogim Mamre is a big sugya. And a lot of peripheral things. I think we'll do Novi Shekhar first. Put that one. First the Novi Shekhar, which is on the Mishnah on Peites. Second Mishnah on Peites. And then that'll probably be it. We'll see. That'll probably be one shiur. And then we'll have to think about what we'll do. Maybe we'll stop or I don't know. We'll see. But like upon him, I want to do Novi Shekhar before anything else.